This is the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, along with Kelly Jackson. McGraw is off today. You probably have heard the news that there are now more than 100 people in six states across the country sick with the measles in an outbreak that can be traced directly back to Disneyland. Lots of the kids involved in this are actually newborns who've had to be put into isolation. There are none of these cases here in the St. Louis area, but public health officials all across the country are warning that this outbreak is only going to grow, and the people who we should hold responsible for this are the people who are not having their kids vaccinated. They're not getting the MMR vaccination for measles, mumps, and rubella. My next guest says you should be able to sue those parents if your kid gets sick because their kid wasn't vaccinated. He is Dr. Art Kaplan, director of the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center and a regular guest on my show. Hi, Art. How are you this morning?
How are you? Very good.
Why do you think that we should be able to sue these parents?
Well, they're putting others at risk. You know, you do have freedom. Let's say you want to smoke a cigar or a cigarette. You can do that in your own home. But we long ago decided you can't sort of blow the smoke into somebody else's face. You can't have it in an airplane or a restaurant. When you make the decision not to vaccinate your child, you're putting newborns at risk. They can't be vaccinated. I've seen a couple of cases this week of kids with cancer getting chemotherapy. They can't be vaccinated, but they sure can catch the measles. The only way to protect them is if you vaccinate your kid, or you don't send your kid out, you homeschool, you keep them home, so to speak. You make that choice, that's fine, but I think you got to be responsible for the consequences of what you do. You make somebody else sick, then you should be liable.
Don't we have laws that say you have to get your kid vaccinated, particularly if they're going to go to school?
We do, but unfortunately, we made exemptions too easy. So you can just say, I have a religious objection to getting vaccination. I have a philosophical objection. You can do it in Missouri. Pardon me. You could do it in Kansas. And these kinds of objections basically just require you to sign a piece of paper. So you don't have to undergo any education. You don't have to be told that there is no link, none, between this shot and, say, worries about autism. This shot is absolutely very, very, very safe. There hasn't been mercury in it for, I don't know, 15 years, if you're worried about that. Maybe you ought to have to listen to a tape or a lecture before you get to exempt out. I'm not saying you can't or shouldn't be allowed to exempt, but just coming up with some cuckoo reason that it's against your religion, which all religions want you to vaccinate, except maybe Christian Science, it's too easy to get out.
Yeah. Well, the people who are making these decisions are not necessarily stupid people. In fact, in many cases, they're highly educated and high-income people who have fallen for the malarkey of Jenny McCarthy and others who have been long quoting from a long discredited study done by a hoaxer, not a hoaxer, but a con man, essentially, whose work has been completely discredited by the medical community. But still, this lingers on and, in fact, continues to grow with other celebrities saying, oh, yes, I wouldn't vaccinate my child. And that's the continuing problem, isn't it?
It is. Even Dr. Oz has had hesitancy on his show about vaccines.
Don't get me started on Dr. Oz.
Yeah, you got to be careful here. Things live on the Internet. They're not true. There's 99.9% of pediatricians would absolutely tell you, get your kid vaccinated, particularly against measles and whooping cough and mumps. These are not trivial diseases. Probably 1 in 1,000 kids dies from the measles. 1 in 50 goes to the hospital with the measles, where we have to rescue them if they catch it. We think of it as sort of a, I don't know, lightweight disease. Not true. And then get your information from the CDC, American Academy of Pediatrics. Don't follow what celebrities say.
According to Dan Diamond at Forbes magazine, in parts of California, the vaccine exemption rate, people taking these exemptions that you're talking about, is 13%. Just to give you perspective on that, in Ghana, which we would think of as maybe a third world country, their vaccine exemption rate is 11%.
Yeah, we're not doing as well as Tunisia. We're not doing as well as Madagascar.
You know, a couple of nights ago, Art, Larry Wilmore was talking about this on his new Comedy Central show, and he had a woman on there who doesn't vaccinate her kids, and she said, Do you know that the companies that make these vaccines have made over $40 billion from them?
You know, I hear that, too, and here's what I want to say about that. What do you think you make more money from? Treating diseases? We spend $1 trillion plus in the U.S. on treating diseases, or preventing diseases? If I could switch every pharmaceutical company to disease prevention, if I could get you the HPV vaccine instead of giving you cervical cancer, hey, my hospital's thrilled to make money out of treating people with diseases. The real benefit here is prevent the disease.
Yep.
I'd much rather see them making money there. And to tell you the truth, vaccines for the pharmaceutical industry account for 3% of their profit.
And by the way, when I hear that a company has made $40 billion from vaccines, I don't know if that number is true, but if it is, good.
That's my attitude.
I'm sure the people who make brakes for cars have made a lot of money, but that's not a reason to let your kids get in a car without brakes.
Yeah, so there's this notion that it's somehow a plot of the pharmaceutical industry to sell us all vaccines, and all I'm going to say to that is, I wish.
Has there been a lawsuit like the one that you're saying we should use against people who don't vaccinate their kids and thus make our kids sick?
There have been two cases, but they both got settled, so nothing went into court. So we haven't had one yet. But I think, you know, for shot across the bow, I'm waiting to see one of these families with a kid with cancer, a kid with an immune disease who gets very, very sick, or a newborn, and just says, that's it, I'm holding you responsible.
Can't we also rally to get our legislatures to change the exemption laws?
Yeah, we should be doing that as well. They're too easy to get through. So, you know, maybe you should have to watch a tape about vaccines. Maybe you should have to read some information and sign it before you take an exemption. Maybe you should even be told if you make somebody else sick, you know, you're going to be legally responsible. You could wind up at the wrong end of a lawsuit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Part of the problem here is a two-word phrase called herd immunity. Explain what that is.
Well, for many diseases, measles and the flu, but also Ebola and cholera, many, many diseases, the greater the percentage of people that get vaccinated, the better the protection is.
For all of us.
For all of us. So even if you get vaccinated, it's only 95, 96% effective. There are just some folks who don't respond to the vaccine. So, and that's why these things can spread out when you have pockets of resistors. But if you get above 95% of everybody getting vaccinated, the measles vaccine, it can't find a home. It can't find somebody to jump into. So that's what herd immunity means. The more folks getting vaccinated, the better for everybody, the better for the community.
Are we seeing a higher percentage every year, Dr. Kaplan, of parents who are not vaccinating, or does it remain at a steady?
Well, most folks do vaccinate. I don't want to give the impression they don't, but that little creep from, say, 6 or 7% up to 9 or 10% not vaccinating, that is over the past decade. And by the way, that's just enough to lose the herd immunity. You got to be above that 90, 92% rate. When we start hearing numbers like 13% don't vaccinate, the herd immunity is gone.
Dr. Art Kaplan, Director of the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Always a pleasure, Art.
Hey, thanks for having me.